like we'll focus our conversation. Just but we will actually be talking to people.
Yes. Everybody there is French, right? Except for Uma.
So I would like to invite Vladimir to take up this this part of the discussion and maybe coordinate it a bit. Because he's the third member of the original group. And then the larger nuclear group has come about as a result of our subsequent meetings leading up to the seminars in September. And these are the members of the different already established learning institutions in Oroville and individuals who are already engaged in developing learning experiences. So all of those who've been presenting during this fall period constitute our current core group. And this is not an official structure. We decided in the beginning that structure was not going to be our aim, but discovery of substantial learning approaches would be our aim. And so far we haven't congealed a structure. So far we're still engaged in the discovery of learning. Discovery of an integral learning field that Oroville is and that can be accessed meaningfully by those who want to learn and discover. Lest we get bogged down in some kind of structural discussion at this point, I think it would be nice to entertain these values, the values that that an institution of higher learning in Oroville has or should have. What is it that this entity really wants to be? And so I'm referring to Vladimir because he has put a lot of thought into this aspect of the identity of the University of Human Unity.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to joke first, yes, and then I thought, no, that's not appropriate, maybe a moment to make it,
yes,
to crack a joke.
You can do a little meme also, if you like.
But, yes, the thing is that when we were thinking what this day could be for us, this one first anniversary, and so I thought it would be maybe appropriate to see what we have done already and where we are moving, what kind of structure is already emerging from that structure, in a sense, in a very wide sense, not in a concrete what everybody has to do. And I saw already that we are kind of ready to build up all fields of research. They're already kind of seen vaguely through. We never touched yet higher studies of consciousness, psychic qualities of the mother, and studies of consciousness as it is presented by Sri Aurobindo and other great thinkers. But it will come. We will come to that, I guess. We already dealt with the middle part with our faculties of consciousness and how we could make our studies more subjective, how to say, involved rather than only objectively oriented. Studies not of information only, but also of engagement of our consciousness and finding ways to exercise our consciousness in different domains, different fields of knowledge. So a new paradigm emerges slowly, and we discussed how we could put it into the website, that it would be easy to navigate for any newcomer and to find meaningful way through for himself, for his own self-study. So the very, how to say, concept from the beginning was self-development and self-study for those who are ready already to move in this direction. Not for everybody. Not for everybody in the widest sense, that people may come and learn something by listening and then write down and repeat the words. It's not this way. It's for those who already want to know, want to discover themselves. And they are looking for new ways of doing it. And also what Rudy was saying, showing the whole Auroville as a prototype of this university, or with all its infrastructure already prepared to receive different approach to life. People who are looking for activities not in terms of supporting their livelihood, but in terms of developing themselves and their consciousness. So if we could see Auroville as an infrastructure which supports this higher learning in all fields of activities, we could have an amazing project which is centered and in such a way that it has a feedback towards the higher consciousness in the center and has again response back to the field of application. So there will be always communication in the on the periphery of activities back to the center, and that feedback we need, because without it there is no real proof of growing and real knowledge coming down into the matter. So this symbol beautiful here of our reveal exactly represents that, what we thought about in the structure of the university. In a way, I thought that today afternoon we would do two things. One would be the Rakhal to explore deeper again what everybody could envision and see where we could move, and new ideas and unexpected ideas to explore and then to share, or to altogether to review what we already have done and see new fields of research which are emerging. And maybe some people would like to join some of them and to develop the whole field of these studies, which would be very interesting for me to see. And the third thing I wanted to say, what I would like to do personally, is to study, to make a study of paradigms, different paradigms. We touched on a few of them, vaguely. We touched spiral dynamics. We spoke about gaps or Gapserian paradigm in general, but not deep enough. I mean, not in details enough. Deep enough, but not in detail. Also, Vedic paradigm, and there are other interesting paradigms which could be seen. I also wanted to introduce maybe into our studies esoteric studies and paradigms from esoteric backgrounds, like Semitic paradigm from occultism and Vedantic and Vedic paradigm, to compare them and to see their differences. So to say, these domains are not yet touched, not even thought of. But in Europe there is the whole esoteric history developed, underground official history. Esoteric science is developed with alchemists underground of this official science and so on. It was always half official or unofficial. They have their own libraries, their own scientists and so on. Nobody touched those matters. If you could also come to that and bring it into our university, it would be also very interesting.
Well, the laboratory of evolution already has a huge selection of knowledge and books, you know, related to exactly what you're saying. Magazines and data.
Yes. And also Aurelio did his studies with Pythagoras. Pythagorean paradigm would be wonderful to review in comparison with other paradigms. So we have much to do, and of course there are other topics like sociological approach and development of whole infrastructure around Auroville is another huge topic. But I think we are all related to this central knowledge, and if we could see it once, and if we could really come to that understanding, we would all benefit, because this integral knowledge is desideratum of this time. We need it, all of us. There is no way that we can succeed in our fields of knowledge without referring to some integral paradigm. So at least it's a demand of time. I guess more and more we will see that we're looking for some.
Could you comment more on integral?
Pardon?
Could you comment more on the meaning of how you refer to integral?
First of all, I will say one word before I give word to Rod. For me, integral is very simple, and human unity is also, I see it only in one particular way. Every individual has to become universal enough that human unity will become possible. If that is not happening, if we are not oriented for the education of individual becoming more universal, then we are doing something else, which is done in the world already, and it is not succeeding. Well, I refer to one EU commission which was in 2002 and 2004, the studies in whole Europe in the work environment. I read the report and it was interesting. They had to recommend what kind of changes they could recommend for work environment to help people to integrate other nationalities and people from different countries to work together, or to recommend, to make recommendations for the governments to introduce into the law. And after studies of 2 years, a huge group of scientists, they came to conclusion, and when I read the conclusion, I understood. We are at the edge of subjective age. Their conclusion was direct and concrete. They said, we can't recommend anything. This is first. Because we do not have any particular clear cultural ground anymore. Neither national nor cultural ground. In the company where there is two Polish, one Irish and one German producing something, you cannot predict what will happen next. What kind of structure they may evolve, or what kind of relations they would like to have. So after studying this international movement within Europe, they came to the conclusion that now they can only recommend the development of knowledge of the individual. Individual knowledge and development of individual is only a recommendation. There is no other. There are no social groups, there are no social recommendations. And I read that, I understood. It's exactly that, what we are trying to do here. We are trying to find universal tools for the development of individuals applied to any cultural or national or any other setup. It's what Mother says. And this will bring, as she says, this will bring the assurance of the spirit. Because otherwise, if we don't have that, we speak all the time different languages. We are always meaning something else, something different. We do not have universal truths.
I would say basically the same thing to your question, but first I wanted to reflect on the process, our process here. It seems to me that we have created a platform where there is a body of receptivity, and any research that is being done can be shared here and heard by others who are interested in deriving benefit from the learning process that Oroville offers. And so if there are those who are working in science or in the arts or in psychology and yoga and so on, who wish to share the fruits of their research, there is a group that is, it's fluid, but it's awake. And it's willing to share and to receive and to allow this knowledge to emerge. That is the knowledge of the self, actually. And to be more specific about your question, Don, I gave a presentation here a couple of weeks ago about the integral paradigm, because it, after having looked at a variety of tools for integrating knowledge, it appeared to me that the integrating factor is actually the self. The integral paradigm is not something out there that we put on the table or on the chart for people to learn the integral approach to knowledge from. We can use a lot of different tools for developing ourselves and for understanding our world and so on, but it's really the integration of the different approaches to knowledge, the sociological, which we all live in, and the psychological, which we all live from, and the theoretical that we have all had to develop in order to understand the world, and the artistic and expressive that each of us has in us and at various times are able to energize for the creation of something tangible that others can appreciate. All of these potentials are in us. And all of this world around us is made of all of those things that are in us. So there's ultimately not a difference between the structures of society and knowledge and the structures of knowing and expressing that we are. But integrating the two, inner and outer, and integrating the spectrum is something that each of us has to do. The integral knowledge is going to be something that we discover as a result of a process of integrated. And it's not a chart. It's not a paradigm in that sense. So there are many paradigms, and as Larry said one day when we were having our session here, there are many paradigms that can be useful to us. But ultimately integrating the knowledge that those paradigms help to organize is very much an inner process. And so Sri Aurobindo can speak of the integral consciousness. And it is both the self and the world. And it is only a consciousness of those two things completely integrated, so that one realizes that the divine self and all the planes of the world are one continuum. And that's the integral knowledge. But there's a process for discovering that which we want to facilitate, to be part of, to actively encourage.
I feel that levels of research where we have to go into are given in Oroville, and I feel this is the most interesting part of our university. For me, this university should not only be about teaching and learning, but I feel it should mainly be about solving given problems of the place of Oroville. That means we have a town to plan, we have a water body to preserve, we have
sustainable agriculture and housing and living to research on. And we also have to find out absolutely new way of international living together, being together. New types of sociology, psychology have to be developed for these purposes. And I feel that is a very big chance we have, that we don't just build up a university for abstract type of research, but our university should always be linked with our daily life. And I feel especially Mother has given a lot of links for that. For example, the idea of creating beauty, not just doing research, but doing a research with the aim that something beautiful should come out of it. It's not unimportant whether there is some dreadful weapon or some structure which is exploiting the people coming out of our research, but it has a certain ethic also behind, which is given by Mother and Sri Aurobindo. And I feel this should also be our main paradigm, that we stitch to these given things, and then maybe we can integrate other things like history, like outside movements. But I feel that we have a very clear plan which is given to us, and it's a beautiful thing. And for me, the question of Don comes, this integral thing is maybe going from this position of creating something beautiful all together, and then see what are the things that remain from the past, what are the things from our surrounding that remain from the Indian culture, from the traditional Tamil culture, from other parts that can be useful to be integrated. And for me, the research of the university is mainly about that, to have a clear ethic and aesthetic point of view, to integrate whatever is there in a good way, and then out of this integration to merge with something completely new, which will be the city of Oroville that the world needs. And this need for me is that up to this day this work has not really been done, so it's our work to do in our daily life, to create a daily reality which has more beauty and more justice and more peace and more understanding and openness and exchange and diversity than what humanity up to now has been able to create.
What I feel is that, actually I would like, I think in something what you said, that I would like to invite all those who come for the first time here and who had some sort of expectation to know something about what the University of Humanity is about. I mean, we have said, a number of things, but actually I would like to invite them to maybe express their specific intention or questions, or to the extent that you feel like. But I think, with what it is, 2-3 weeks ago we did a wonderful experience here. Normally what we do is we have a presentation discussion, but then for the first time, with the help, precious help of Rakal, who is active since at least 15th of September, is it? He has skills in this field. We went into small groups, and then we had a list of questions
Like, what do you expect from this university? How do you see the link with Oribel and with writings of the mother? And so on. That's right. And it actually turned out to be very helpful to, you know, to talk about manner. Maybe, I don't know whether we have this time today, but maybe, I think you had one or two questions. You just can put them out here. And then we might have
in fact, there is quite a clear link with what has been said until now, which I very much feel in terms of how to link the knowledge there and the situation there. And as long as we are here amongst us, it's very difficult to come down because we are not in situation. So I think it should be a very practical, concrete commitment of the university to try to link. And this is not so easy. We know in the world that there is a lot of lack of unity between the upper and the down situation. So what I would propose to you is to think of what are the most difficult situation you have encountered to unite two things which are not united in material situation or whatever human situation. I think that would be interesting to have that matter, to have this scope. So the idea is to have everyone speaking, in particular people who are coming for the first time in Yuhu. What would you expect Yuhu to be? What are you expecting when you come here? And if anybody has got some nice idea of what is difficult, that would be nice, because I think we should draw a link between the power which we have in knowledge and the difficulty on the ground level. I hope somebody answers.
So what again was
the question is, you came here today with, yes.
Okay. I'm not sure if this is entirely related to
you.
Maybe it is a little bit, but I didn't know what to expect coming, because I have the knowledge of this university coming. But what exactly is going to be? You know, how is it going to run when someone comes here on a practical level? It was interesting to hear that Mother said there should be one university for the vital and the mental, and I had never heard that before, but that's exactly how I had seen it, and that there is this exploration on the mental level for human unity, vital level, spiritual level, physical level. And one difficulty in that I see, at least in terms of experiencing Oroville, is we have these areas that we want to allow people to explore and research. What resources are going to be available for them to be able to explore all of these areas? Because, I mean, obviously one thing in Oroville is resources are more difficult to come by than universities all around the world, whether it be books, media, you know, there's some of that here that's growing, but I think it should be expanded upon, and that's maybe just one difficulty is we have this great idea of exploring and researching, which we can do first, obviously, in ourselves, consciously exploring that, but also what material resources are going to be available. And I don't know if that's something that's been a question in your past meetings or not, or if there's a difficulty you're encountering, or?
Well, it has, you know, I think so much in the big meetings, but from the small meetings we had, Ron, Vladimir, and myself, you know, this was the beginning of this university isn't located in Solar Kitchen, in Solar Kitchen Cafe. And so, of course, once you have this idea of university or something, then you come up, our brain is sort of, we have all these questions coming up. And My first thing I would like to say, you know, we have here one facility that's wonderful. That is, we have incredible space and time. We have a wonderful quality of time here. But that, I would say, since I've been around, you know, I would say, I've never seen such a quality of time for to read a book, for instance. I mean, if we see this now referred to a university. You know, Joe Soubian, the president of California Institute of Intellectual Studies, he was here in December and last year. And he asked me, so what is our interest? What's the interest for us to send students here? And I answered, I said, you know, of course you can read, let's say, any book of, you can read it, I said, in San Francisco Mission Street, because that's where the institute is, or you can read it here. And I think, you know, I don't know what, I can't say what happens in San Francisco Mission Street, I don't want to say that, but if you are here, and you have, like, essentially vital, you know, questions of existential importance, then all of it, just in all of it happens something that, you know, at 10 o'clock you have this question, it's really totally important for you, and then at lunch you just meet the person, the right person to talk about it, or to get the answer, or part of the answer. And you know, so studying here is maybe as well, having this book and being in a hammock, and then just meeting the person. This being somebody who is here in this area of university, but it might be somebody who is just a guest in your guest house. You know, it's a place of, as Mother said in 68, Orville is there, it's an accelerated process, a process of acceleration. And this is something, it's a gift given to all of us. We couldn't have, nobody can do it. Not the university that's going to organize that. So I feel the first facility we have is this quality of time, of inner time. And then for the rest, we have already some facilities. We have the Trinity Pavilion, we have, with money that will come anyway, we will have more facilities of space. As far as books are concerned, you know, a lot of things we have today through the internet. You can read Aristotle and Plato or Hebrew Bible or Sanskrit, all on the internet. So we're now living in an age where we can actually be in order and have access to all these specialized stuff.
We can also create this.
Yeah, as well. Yeah. I mean, it's, just to say, to summarize, is what we think we all need, actually it's not impossible for us to create the space here that we need for research. Yes?
I have a visual image in my head. I see things in the pictures. And I'll try and make it simple. And it's going to connect everything in Orville with the world, and everything in the world with Orville, and the University of Human Unity in the middle. All activities in Orville that take place, the pottery in the green belt, the Orville Botanical Gardens, CSR, Transition School, Village Action, East Iowa, doesn't matter. All these activities can connect as field work in all areas that are being studied in the University of Human Unity. That will be the outdoor practical application of what you're trying to study. So in that sense, all activities in Orville, the whole of Orville is a campus.
Yeah, already
in that case.
And
that
sense.
Yeah. And so this will be like a center.
Yeah.
For coordinating, connecting, and in some areas, Orville is at the cutting edge.
Yeah.
And in some areas, it could use feedback, input from the outside. So, as you suggested at the beginning, that if the university was also connected to the various international pavilions, which one by one would get connected, or even communities, the French community, the German community, whatever. And eventually to the embassies or to those countries themselves. And learning institutions in those countries, which then send back either guests or lecturers or expertise or whatever they have, then that gives input into the university, which then feeds out to the practical activities that are taking place, which need input.
Mm.
You know, transition school could use input in the area of education, and maybe, and we do. We have, you know, at University of Antioch, and Heidi comes and she brings things, her expertise, and it comes through. So if it was being done through this center, it would be a really focused point where it's receiving and sending out to the communities and activities in all of us, and the other way, connecting to the world. And it seems, and of course then the ultimate objective, I think when we met a year ago, we were trying to say, what would be the ultimate objective of a student who came here? And we said, self-discovery. This is our life's mission, and this should be the mission of any student that comes here through whatever field of work that they choose to do. The field of study or research becomes their path, but it will lead to self-discovery, and as we talked about how journaling, recording what process you go through, the steps and stages in your own progress, and keeping a portfolio of your own self-discovery. And of course then having Sri Aurobindo and the mother's vast body of philosophy, psychology, whatever. But we also, I think I was talking to John Roberts at the tea break, and I said, it should be so vast, that area of the body of study, that nothing in the world can be excluded from. The moment you exclude even a piece of it and say, oh, we don't do that, we do all the rest, then you can't call yourself a university of human unity. It's got to include everything under the sun and beyond. So then it would become a real
One remark, which is very important, I guess. Otherwise, when the feedback comes back to the center, and it can come in two ways. One way is what Sayer is doing now, being a channel for projects, collecting projects and channeling money to them. That is administrative way. And there can be other way which is not administrative, where the reflection on these methods would be, how to say, gathered in integral kind of way, which will help everyone to learn about himself through these inputs. If you could build up something in the center of that kind, that all these particular approaches to knowledge will help individual to grow himself, anybody who comes here to learn about himself. He can navigate himself into any domain, any field of application and knowledge and skills. Because of his lack of certain, he wants to develop certain skills. He moves there and he learns and he comes back. So this reflection back to this, to the center, which is not only collecting data and, you know, navigating others, but also reflecting upon this integral paradigm. It's every time, everything what happens is a help to build up integral understanding. There has to be the center. Then it makes sense. Otherwise, it will become administrative club again, where all kind of activities will be going on anyhow successfully. There will be no reflection enough.
But you know, I feel that now if we read the situation in our view, we are not ready at all to do that. Huh? We are ready, on the contrary, to do exactly the reverse. So my concern is, okay, I listen to you and I share your vision, let's say, and this is no problem about it. But then I'm just interested to know how we come to this point. And I'm putting this question, is the university not, is it not one of its tasks to look into this reality, which is at present blocking the process? I think if an integral knowledge should be revealed, it should have the power to treat this question. Otherwise, it's not integral.
When we do that, I would like to suggest a very interesting method of doing it, because last year at Transition School we had a full day workshop on resolving problems, and we were told to eliminate the word problem from our vocabulary. The book that we were reading was called Working Towards Solutions. And one trick that they mentioned for us to do, suppose in class we have a kid, we have problems. So they said to take a piece of paper and divide it in half, and on one side write down what we saw were the problems, and on the other side to write what we saw could be done about each of those things. There's always something. And then to tear the paper down the middle, throw away the problem thing in the trash. And just, you have your solution. What do you do? How can you be proactive to do something? So it is true that we have to recognize what difficulties we do have, recognize that there is a problem. It would be really lovely if all the activities in Oracle were connected and harmonized, and there was this wonderful web already there. It's there, but there's not much communication and not much coordination among the activities.
There is also a big lack of openness to the world. We are frightened of the world.
Oh, really? Then I have to say something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just want to bring, I like this image which Bhavana gave two sessions ago in a small group, that possibly one function of this gathering and the focus on the university, that it would be something like an emerging organ of self-reflection. Mm-hmm. Aravind is shaping itself, its body itself is growing. We don't even have the bits and pieces of the land together, but maybe after 40 years there is this organ there which has many functions of self-reflection, of distribution, something like a nerve center. Yeah? And or a specific, it's definitely an energy center what we are involved in, it's tiring, we're working together, there's something happening between us in the last month. So in one way, maybe now at an onset for another year of working, I like that there's some questions on tasks also. What's that nerve center, maybe it's not formed yet, but through the defining possibly some tasks, it will be more clear what functions are there. And I see it in such a way, let's say what, in a traditional way, what does university represent in any culture? It's the cream or the highest accomplishment in its ideal of the intellectual man. Yeah? And we gather here because we know that beyond the intellectual man there's something else. But I think as we're in this transition period, we also have to work with the absolute beautiful flower of the intellect and fulfill that might be the physical function of this nerve center. Yeah, of this university. We might have a vital function, what Rod said, that we are listening, there's an amazing container of receptivity. And the people who were here, we really enjoy to participate in each other's discoveries. Mm. Mm. So there might be different layers to the function of the center. And I think possibly we are just witnessing its emergence. It was clear on the onset of Ayurveda, at one point there will be such a center there. Mm-hmm. And we are maybe a little bit excited or confused or groping, but we are part of it. And mm-hmm. the more clarity we have in ourselves about the function of this amazing center of stillness, of clarity, of discernment and all that, the more we can create it in the collective. And it will 100% fulfill its function in the community because it rises out of the need of the community, partly of the environment and of the global situation.
Yeah.
A concrete example is the need in Oroville to move the economic, to move its economic structure away from colonialism and away from unfair distribution of goods and away from lack of clarity with regard to the existing economic situation. So we've been having meetings here for the last 6 weeks or so, a group of people discussing the problems of the Oroville economy, who would like to bring forth to Oroville a proposition for shifting the situation, which is blocked in many ways. Two of us who've been participating around that table have been participating in these seminars. And many of the questions that have come up, many of the issues, many of the knots of misunderstanding could have been somewhat helped and clarified if more of those people had participated in the discussions that we've been having about the developmental psychology, for example. Because people are aware that there are different value systems existing, coexisting in Oroville. There are different levels of need, there are different levels of understanding. Many of these have been understood in terms of developmental psychology. But what the conclusion that this group has reached is especially interesting. And it is that a theoretical understanding of the situation is not going to change the situation. An artistic understanding of the situation, a willingness to put hands on the problem, to interact with people in the community, and to actually shift the situation as a result of one's direct engagement is the only thing that will really make a difference. And then you can remember the mother's words about Oroville, and she said to the frustration of all of us, no words, act. You know, and suddenly this becomes a reality that, you know, our words have brought us to a certain level, but we've understood at the same time that it's only our acts which are going to really change that situation. And so that, now that we've reached that point in a small group, some of whom have benefited from these seminars that we've had, we have the challenge of moving into integral engagement with the Oroville community and trying to structure or restructure a system that is going to be closer to the ideal that was defined by the mother, which is a very difficult one to actually realize. But that's our challenge. And so we have to confront it, and we have to confront it creatively, and not just in terms of economic principles or spiritual understanding, but we have to somehow make it a living challenge for our life in Oroville. And I think that it would be good for the University of Human Unity to accept the challenge of understanding, but also
helping
integrally confronting and helping Auroville through these developmental issues which are related to the issues of the world. And if we don't make a difference, then we're stuck in the same kinds of things.
And one very first difficulty, because I was with Rod working on that question, one very first difficulty that we are facing after having done this work is to convince people of trying. So that is our first attempt to convince people. I hope you are convinced.
So look at this, referring exactly to this?
Not exactly.
Okay.
So there are two things which come to my mind with many of your contributions. One is, at some point there was a certain mood in the room that the integrality as defined by the Yuhu does not want to integrate administration.
Not yet.
But it reflects a little bit a general problem in Oregon, the fear of governance structure. And Oregon is suffering badly, sorry. But something which is more close to my heart, where are the young people? I hear that at the Future School, students give presentations. So I would even say, let's invite these students to give them here.
Exactly.
Because you have to connect this kind of academic whatever structure for self-discovery with this kind of scenario. And there are other scenarios in Oregon where people share and exchange in small seminars, and that could all be pulled in or linked with. This is probably a very good way not only to be in contact, something like this, not only for the sake of networking, no, to come closer to this whole point, not words but acts. Because then you link with a youngster, with an actual problem, with a solution, application of a solution in a particular context, and you move in that direction. So it might be a little bit overburdening your circle at the moment, but I think it is one of the tasks.
Rina, who joined us recently from Israel.
Hello. Well, this is my second time here, so I'm quite new. And I wanted to say something because I heard you. First of all, I think I'm here because I'm amazed of this amazing project. It's called the project. It's an amazing idea and dream. And I wanted maybe to say something because of my experience of things that I've been going through in my past. Because as I see it, what's still blocking this whole idea, and I will call it a project, so forgive me, I know it's not a regular project, but just as a word, is because we are here because in each part of us there is a part who wants to participate, who has a dream and desire to be here, to see something else in this world, which Orville represents, of course, something totally different. But yet there is another part in each part of us that is still afraid and is still blocking himself. And so we have two kinds of energy. First, the energy who combine us to be here, the energy of desire, but there's another energy who combine us, which is the energy of the fear. So those two energies are so powerful, but they are like trying to struggle with each other. So the power who combine us, which is the power of desire and dream, is already exists, and that's why we are here. But maybe we should deal, as you all said before, with this combined energy of the insecure and fears and questions that we are still all have. And if we open that field to discussion, then we can start dealing with our own questions, with our own fears, because even in fears, there are few levels. There are the level of the global level of fear, and which is the energy which now I think still blocks this project. And there is the individual question, fears, and of course we are human beings. So if we start to deal with our own self-human unity, because human unity is not only in the outside, it's also inside us. If we start in the process of checking our human unity among us, then it will be easier to create the human unity outside, because it's just a reflection. What's going on in the outside is just a reflection of the inside. And now, because I've been participated, then I know that there are few ways of dealing that. So there can be a group of sharing of questions, of fears, of whatever, disappointments, of each one of us, as small groups, bigger groups, just to discuss that. And then we will be in an inner process. Each one of us, which is here, I think should be also in kind of a process of the inner development. But now, not when the university will be already exist. This is amazing. We try to create something instead of being. Let's be what we're trying to create, but not be like a magic stick. Let's be in a process. Let's make a process of being the human unity. And this is one way. And then we can make an example, because if we are trying to create something that we are not really are, what are we trying to create? And when do you think it will happen? Because all of this for 40 years. And then if it's so simple, then why is this? I mean, it is. It's amazing energy. When I arrived here, I said, wow, there is something in this place. I don't know what. I have no idea, but I said to my friend, I'm staying here. I need to check what's going on in this place. Because I felt the energy. Not because I knew even what's going on here. I've never even read any book of the mother of the old.
And mother said, you finish the Vasumandi, I do everything. After 40 years, probably, the soul of Aurovid is finished. And mother do everything. Just you are receptive, the group of receptivity. Just you open. You come there, you go to Vasumandi, you offer, you pray. It's very, very, very important. Show me on the mother. You discuss with her, you call her. When you call the people, you call the, you call mother, you call Shrovindo. It's very, all the time, you show. It's very attentive.
I can take up from there. That, among my first older experience was to go to the town hall and I was received, I was sent to and received by Luigi, who actually would like to come, he couldn't come today, but he was there the first time. And he showed me the goddesses, the Popolga, and the Matrimandir in the middle, now being finished. And then he said, Roger has foreseen something that's called, a building that's called the Shiro building until now. For him it's maybe university building. So, and what struck me just was that we have the Matrimandir. The Matrimandir is beyond the word, beyond any expression. That's where there's no expression, it's only being. And then, in a way, we go down and go into the mental, go into the expressive, in the world, the field of expression. And then I said, oh, this future university, it will be the expression of all that we would like to express when we are on the level of the Matrimandir. And so from today in my conclusion, what I really wanted to say is, because we're pinpointing the problems of all of them. I tell you, when I came here, in the house I lived, I had a downstairs, was a young Frenchman who every morning came to see me for breakfast, and I got all the problems of Aurobel. I just arrived, I was like the most tremendous, horrible place on earth for him was Aurobel, all the problems. And I was, even before I'm saying Aurobel, I said to him, well still, Aurobel exists, it has survived. I said, as a human project, it's like a utopian project, people make a community, well, this collapses after some years normally, it just it doesn't survive. So this has, oh no, it survived, it thrives, and I always said to him, you know, something that's so convincing for me is all these wonderful people I meet here in Oslo. Somebody will say, we need more openness, it's true, we all, but that is already, that's the conclusion what I would say. You know, for me personally, the very fact that we started here from scratch, from, you know, and that Orwell was the space so receptive for this idea that is actually in the very, pertains to the very substance of Orwell, that means that the people are so, I made the experience of all these open people, all these, even those who are like known for being sometimes contextually less open, for instance, I just everything, all doors opened to this guy who, you know, nobody knew him. I really felt him as a nobody, and the doors opened. So Orwell is a place of openness. And we should not, I think we should not underestimate the capacities that we have, each of us here. I feel that, you know, we are different characters, we come from different worlds, and different social and cultural backgrounds, and, you know, miraculously, we are doing well. This university does well. It's functioning well. I mean, on the level where we are now, you know? We are really doing well. It's a surprise. For me, it's a continuous surprise. I have been, you know, in institutions and in study groups and all, you know, oh, I know, you know, and this is doing well. There's something like that. And the first meeting we had here, my feeling was that in the end, it was like, it's like, you know, volume of grace coming upon us. And it was just there. You know, I didn't have an image, or it was like everything is there, and we just have to manifest it. Step by step. It would be done. You know, I went through, of course, through my own process, and I was in Europe and stayed for some months, and then talked to people, and, you know, all this, and how can this function do that? And then internally, I sort of Google Earth, I went onto this time place in myself, or on Earth. And I've come back convinced. I mean, subject is that convinced that this is going to happen. It's absolutely going to happen. It's there. And it will be as Roger said, what the mother said. You know this, it would be. We are really entering an adventure. It would be a total surprise. And we should not underestimate our potential. Our own potential. So that's what I.
This year is the end of the long cycle. It's a finish. Something is totally, totally, totally finished. You show next year or many years after something totally new consciousness coming.
Right.
As a joke, because when Rudy arrived and he referred to himself as parachutist. You know, nowhere, landing here, nowhere, nobody knows, and suddenly everything is taking shape. It's a miraculous thing. And it is possible, it's true, that there is some other guiding force which is arranging everything. There is a guiding hand behind. And if you can trust it and can open up, sure.
And even, you know, I just want to mention, our wonderful website that we mentioned. So after some time, after our early time, somebody gracefully joined our venture. This is Grace, who jump-started a whole universe that she called Divine Organism, and that she then, you know, gave to the put at the disposal of. I mean, this is our project, and so you can Google it if you, you know, you Google it, and then you get it on the website. Yeah.
Okay, I make was not the point to, but I take the liberty because we have birthday celebration, possibly we had it within our will, but that we share a minute of concentration standing. And I dare to say that just this iteration there, I shared with you at the beginning that the sense of our will in the garden, what is there? In our will, actually, we still don't know how it's forming and shaping around Matrimandir. We have two circles. Yeah, there's the center of it, and then there are two circles of 12. There's an inner circle of the chamber and an outer circle of the garden. One, they connect in one way. Mother, there's a chamber of progress, and there is a garden of progress. So we are not regressing, we are not suppressing, we are not transgressing, we are pro, we are progressing. And there's a, if you want to, inside or even how to say, using your voice, very beautiful line of the mother, maybe connecting to that flame of our aspiration. Let us keep flaming in our hearts the fire of progress. Let us keep flaming in our hearts the fire of progress. Let us keep flaming in our hearts the fire of progress.
Flaming in our hearts fire.
Just for inspiration for this coming year, whatever is in front of us.
The fire of progress.
So we'll meet like next Saturday?
Next to Saturday.
9 o'clock this Saturday, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
You're still allowed to indulge with the full moon.